Hello.
Hello.
My name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
You talking to her?
And how may I assist you, please?
Yeah, my job let me go in May 15th. And I only got one check from unemployment, and the numbers I've been calling was the wrong number. And when I did get the right number, I went down to the unemployment office. They gave me the right number. And when I called, and I didn't have the correct four digit, so they told me to make up another four digit, which I made up 275-2, something I can remember. And I called this number Friday. I stayed there for a while, and the lady picked up and told me somebody be calling me back like you just doing. But nobody never called me back. And I'm behind on my bills. I'm trying to catch up on my bills. And I have been looking for jobs. So they told me to start all over again.
I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I have your Social Security number, please?
Yes. 099-48-9867.
And your name?
Gregory Lewis Davis.
And verify your driver's license number, Mr. Davis.
I remember by heart 5692292.
Okay, thank you. And your mother's maiden name?
Barbara Ann Davis.
And your date of birth?
12-8-57-1957.
Okay, so I have to open your claim or reopen your claim, and I just need you to answer some questions on the application. Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and
yes.
or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Nah, this is my first time really doing it in my lifetime. So.
And so were you able to do your weekly certifications each week?
Am I looking for a job?
When you call in and answer the questions and give them the name of the employers you tried to find work with.
I had the information, but I was dialing the wrong number, so.
Okay, so that's why they closed the claim out or deactivated the claim, and you have to reopen it.
And then I went to the lady at the unemployment office. It was on a Monday, and she told me to gave me another number to call. And when I got that number, I couldn't remember the four-digit PIN number.
Yes,
like
sir, I understand. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits? It applies to people who have worked overseas. Has your company worked overseas?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your first name again, please?
Gregory. Gregory.
Mm-hmm. And your last name?
Davis. Davis.
Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No. Should be Gregory Lewis Davis.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
Nope.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And is 334-312-4536 the best contact phone number for you?
You said 334-312-4536.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so this system will verify information more than one time. And the purpose of that is just to make sure that we have the right person and the correct information. So would you verify your date of birth again for me, please?
12-8-57-1957.
And your mother's maiden name?
Barbara Ann Davis.
Was your license issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I got a New York Social Security number. I was born here, raised in New York. That's why.
Okay.
The numbers I am begin with a 4.
So are you white, black, or Asian?
I'm black.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
It was 10th. I was going to 11th.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, born here, raised here.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled? In your opinion, are you disabled? Okay, Mr. Davis, are you there? If I can't hear your call or hear your responses, I have to disposition the call. What's your residential address?
Say it again, ma'am.
Where do you live?
Montgomery, Alabama.
I need your address, please.
335 William Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110.
Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes.
Okay.
Last time I had to go through all this.
If you file an application, it's the same every time you call us.
Not the first time. They went with the first part, yeah, but this part here, they didn't go. They didn't never ask me what a black or what.
As of the first of the year, they changed the application a little bit, so that could be why. So what was your job title on the last job that you worked?
I was on a conductor line. That's it.
And is that the kind of work you want to do? Or are you looking for?
Right. I thought I had a job the other day, last week, but they said they had hired somebody because the guy told me they needed somebody. And I came, he told me to come back that Monday, because it was that Friday. And I went and I talked to the guy he told me to talk to, named Oscar.
So the work that you're going to look for is the same kind of work you were doing. Is that right?
Yeah, work I haven't done before. Yes, ma'am.
And are you part of a union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, sometimes I go to the temp service.
Okay. Are you registered to attend school or training?
No, I'm not being trained now.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yeah, I'm able to work.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yeah.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Mm-hmm.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not too many, because I don't want to fall asleep if I overwork.
So it asks you for a specific number of miles. So how many miles are you wanting to travel? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30?
I'd say about 30 or 45 minutes, something like that.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
What's the minimum? I was trying to get at least $18 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Currently working on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yeah.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked. Yes, I have worked.
No, I ain't worked. No,
okay.
I ain't worked.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I need all I could get right now.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or direct deposit? State debit card, I'm sorry.
Direct deposit, savings.
And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be Chime, PayPal, or Cash App. And you want this to go to savings?
Right. I can give you my route number.
Yes, sir. I need your routing number and your account number, please.
Okay. I see my routing number on the paper, but I'm looking for my account number. Let me give you my route number since I'm looking at it. It's 06-5-3-8-2-5-1-4.
And verify that number again for me, please.
06 5382514.
Okay, thank you. And I just need the account number to continue with your claim.
Okay, I'll see it. Let's see. It's Hope's Bank.
If you have a check, it would be on the bottom of your check on the left side after your routing number.
Nah, because all mine go, I never had a check. I always have it go to here. Let me see.
It could be on your banking statement.
That's what I'm looking for.
I can hold for 2 minutes while you look for that.
Okay, there, right there. That's crazy. Let me see here. I keep seeing the route number. But that's ridiculous. I guess this, oh, the account number. It's 000. It's 4 zeros. 269534.
And verify that one more time after the 4 zeros.
269534.
Okay, thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And verify your Social Security number again for me. Mr. Davis. I don't want to disconnect the call because then you'll have to start over from the beginning. So if you can hear me, give me your Social Security number again, please. It sounds like you're talking, but I can't hear you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1812 First Street Northeast, 3970 Wall Street, 4277 Wares Ferry Road, 6667 Alabama Highway 22 North. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
667. You said 667 22.
Alabama Highway 22 North. So why are you fading in and out and I cannot hear you?
This thing, I hit that mute button. I put my face to it as long as I keep it. I got there on speaker, but I was trying to read some, find that paper, and I bumped my jaw hit.
And your Social Security number again, please.
099-48-9867.
Which of the following cities has a current or formal association to you? Have you ever lived in Decatur, Enterprise, Tuscaloosa, Selma, none of the above?
It is Highway 22. It's Valagram.
In which city have you lived? Have you lived in Decatur, Enterprise, Tuscaloosa,
no,
Selma, none
no,
of the above?
Well, I was, the Highway 22 is part of Selma.
Oh. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? B Auto Group, Grand Applause, Beauty and B, Seminole Audubon Society, U.S. Advertising, none of the above.
Grand Applause, the one I was with when I was a barber. I was cutting hair.
So it's three statements directed to you. The first statement, I hereby file an internet claim. That's what we're doing now. For unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Say that again. I didn't quite catch that. You said three statements?
I'm reading three statements, and each of the statements you have to agree to. The first statement, I hereby file an internet claim. That's what we're doing now for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of this claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, file weekly certification button on the homepage, or you can call 1-800-752-7389. Do I need to repeat the number again?
Let me write that number down.
Okay, I can give it to you again. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet on our website under that same title. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once. unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Mr. Davis, we've completed your application. Do you need me to give you that number again?
Yes, ma'am.
The number is 1-800 752
7789. You say 752 7789?
The last 4 numbers is 7389.
Okay.
And I have your transaction number, which is like a confirmation number for you. The number is
4-8-9-9-5-2-5-0-5. So this number here,
it's like a confirmation number. That's all it is. And then you need your 4-digit PIN number to do your weekly certification.
Okay, with the 2752?
That's correct, 2752. So you use that number once a week each week to call the number that I gave you, and it's going to ask you for that 2752 and other questions, and you just answer the questions. If you don't do the certification, it's going to inactivate the claim, and you're going to have to open another application. And you start that next week. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. With the ones I missed, the weeks that I missed, I couldn't get paid for those because I need to catch up on my bills. That's what I was asking at the beginning because I was trying to get that out the way. That's all I'm concerned about.
I'm not in the processing department, so you would have to talk to the inquiry department. I can give you the number if you would like to call.
Yes, ma'am.
The number is 1-800-361-4524. And they accept calls through Thursday. And you can't call before 5 p.m. They'll set an appointment for you. And then they'll call you back. And you have to be available when they call you back.
So you're saying I can't call it before 5. I got to call after 5?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything?
No, I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center, and you enjoy your day. Bye now.
You have a blessing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.